The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Last night, Stephen Colbert interviewed by way of satellite Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, who reiterated that under no condition will he run for president.
Yes or no, would you accept the nomination?
No, Stephen, I have said I do not want nor would I accept the Republican nomination.
Got it. So you're considering the nomination?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'll give you some time to mull this one over. How about now?
Still no.
Yeah, he's been asked it every single way possible and said no. But didn't he do the same thing about Speaker?
That's why no one believes him.
That's why no one believes him.
Yeah. That is, you know, this country needed him. But I don't think we're getting there. I think that Donald Trump is going to win the requisite 1,237 delegates.
Have you been on that website again, 538?
Yes.
Because I went on it today, and it talks about, hey, how to get Trump to the 1,237, or I can't remember, is it how to stop him, whatever the headline is. But you go and, you know, you go down every single state and what's left, and you're right. It seems fairly probable.
Yes, it's probable. There's a lot of proportionality left in this. There's only a couple winner-take-all states left. But I mean, and they have to stay in it. I think it's probably time for, after Pennsylvania and Connecticut, it's time for Kasich to get out and let Cruz roll through it. But after that, it won't. I don't know. So the Speaker of the House says that election season should not be a popularity contest.
We want to give the people of this country a very coherent choice by giving them an agenda that gets this country back on track. And we want to take this agenda to the country to ask for a mandate to put these things in place in 2017. That's what we're working on here. We want to have an ideas campaign, not a personality contest. And that's what we think here in the House we can do and provide to our fellow citizens.
Too late.
Right. Personality contest. I should have said personality, not popularity. The reality is, though, that it has become a personality contest. There ain't too much that we can do.
What do you do now?
About that. And as we were talking with Michael Steele earlier, who used to head the Republican National Committee, it's broken up. There's so much tribalization that's gone on here that you're not going to be able to. The whole idea of what the RNC is there to do and the DNC is there to do for Democrats is to then coordinate the efforts of the people at the head of the ticket, the president and vice president, presidential candidates, with the senators and congressmen who are running this year, and try to make an agenda that they all stick with. And, you know, here's the platform and here's where we're going out and this is what we stand for. And when we win the White House, we win the House and we win the Senate, then this is what we're going to do and give a vision and all that. That's traditional politics, at least the way it has been played in the modern media age.
Right.
It is no longer that because Trump's out there again today screaming about waterboarding people.
And about Lion Ted. He started that again. Senator Ted last night, it seemed very gracious. Maybe he was turning, you know, around a little bit on some of his rhetoric. But nope, back to the Lion Ted today.
Yeah. It didn't take 24 hours. I have an explanation for that, but it's going to take until we have to get to this number first before we get to that. We got to get over here. It's worth waiting for him.
Sure.
Number 4.
Okay. Following up on the big win in New York last night, Donald Trump is in Indianapolis. He expressed his dissatisfaction with the delegate system. Still doesn't like it. And he says that he's leading in Pennsylvania, but if he wins, he only gets 17 delegates. Now, what's up with that?
They can take the delegates. They can put them in airplanes and fly them to resorts. They can have dinners with them. They can put them in hotels. Essentially, what they're saying is they can buy the election.
Which is exactly what he did with congressmen, senators, former presidents, secretaries of state, in order to get what he wanted.
When he was playing the game on the other side.
Right.
As a businessman.
And he's complaining about it now. He also told the crowd that he thinks that the U.S. is being taken advantage of when it comes to defending other nations, specifically the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
We're losing our shirts on every single thing we do, and we're going to stop it, okay? We're going to stop it.
President is in Saudi Arabia today. By the way, there's a picture of the president walking with King Salman, the the king of the kingdom. And Barack Obama looks like he's 90 years old. He looks like Nelson Mandela walking down this hallway with him. When you see this tonight on the news, watch it. It's like, oh, my God, what happened to him?
Mm-hmm. And they said that they greeted him with a lesser figure in their kingdom. To see him when he landed there, and that was sort of sending a message to him: we're not really happy with you, and that there's a lot of important matters to discuss.
Then, of course, Donald Trump, back to him for a second, was interrupted by a demonstrator wearing a Trump mask, who, when ejected, didn't put up much of a fight.
Boy, these protesters aren't very tough around here. That's good. I don't know. I'm a little disappointed at Indiana. I said, get him out, and he walks out. That's pretty easy.
He seems upset about that.
Oh, my God.
He can't use his, what did he say before? Hit him or something? I don't know. And I'll pay the legal bills. They're also handing out at the rally there in Indianapolis cards that say, I will only vote for Donald Trump. Do not steal this election. And they're giving these to people kind of like pledge cards.
Okay.
Setting up the rest of the fight.
Okay.
That's what's happening.
All right.
It is.
All right, here's my theory on this, by the way.
Okay.
Last night, that Paul Manafort guy, who's the adult in the room of the Trump campaign.
Recently hired.
Was sitting there. All right, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go out. You're going to call him Senator Cruz. You're going to be respectful. You're going to stick with the script and these talking points, and that's all that's going to happen. All right? I've worked really hard in the last couple of weeks to get you to this position. There are people who are respectable analysts of this kind of thing who are starting to think maybe you could be presidential. So go out there and do this. So he goes out last night and he does it, right?
Did a nice job last night. I think largely in his speech, being respectful to the other candidates.
Paul Manafort at noon today called in and said, you know what? I'm going to take a couple days off here. I'm really tired.
So you can't take a couple hours.
I'm going to take the rest of the afternoon off. I'm turning my phone off. And then Trump goes on a wild tirade again after that happens. That is my theory on this. I have nothing to prove it.
No, but that's what you think. Hey, the crowds are out for him once again. I mean, you see the people in that room. I know you're watching on CNN the Indianapolis rally. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. People they want to.
People are coming out.
They want to see it. Yeah. Still, but you know, when you still look at the numbers, the actual numbers of people, right? I mean, it's a very small percentage of the United States of America.
Sure, but he outdraws, much like Bernie does, he outdraws the other candidates in a big way, in a noticeable way, I think you can say.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you don't like hearing that, but that is what I noticed because
you're
it's
right.
Huge.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Stop saying huge.
Huge.
I don't like the way you're saying it.
Huge. Then there's this, even when you can't be there, they are Chicago Tribune Sports Plus. More coverage, more journalists than anywhere else in the city. Join now, chicagotribune.com/sportsplus.
All right, your top 5-5 continues right here on 720 WGN. A lot of numbers at you.
Number three.
There's another one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, poor Mike Iskovitz. He's a meteorologist in Houston where there has been massive flooding, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been advising people to stay off the roads during a broadcast. He mentioned that one woman had written in on Facebook to say that fear of being fired spurs people to go to work in dangerous conditions. And Mike didn't think that was a great excuse.
We were advising people to stay off the roadways, and I heard from a lady on Facebook who told me, look, Mike, it's not that people don't think that it is safe to be out on the roadways, it's that they're afraid that if they don't show up to work, they're going to get fired. And I got to tell you, man, if that happened, you better take it to Aiken or something, or because we are going to kick somebody's behind if they fire you because you didn't head out on a deadly flooded street.
And Aiken is the local consumer reporter at that station, too. So they're saying, take it to Aiken. But I mean, it's just like, I appreciate the sentiment because it would be wrong. But is Mike going to go to the local big box store and tell the manager when they got fired or their pay got docked because they didn't show up? Or
did you know me? I'm the guy that tells the weather on the TV.
I mean, it's crazy. And I know a lot of people have that fear, but you can't. I mean, it's would you rather risk getting fired or you know, drowning? It's a tough decision. I know there's a lot of moms and dads out there trying to pay the bills. It's a tough decision to make. But if anybody got fired because they didn't go out to work in this, call us. Call me, call Emily Aiken, call our news desk, and we will expose that person on the air in front of millions of people and embarrass them. Okay. I will do that.
All right. That's good, good use of the bully pulpit, I suppose.
Okay, good.
All right, and I'm sure the general manager called him in. Oh, now, son, I imagine all the general managers down in Houston have 10-gallon heads. Now, son, did y'all tell the viewers of our television station that you're going to expose business owners and potential advertisers?
Just make sure they're not advertisers. We've been the follow-up.
Humiliation?
Before you humiliate and embarrass.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's not going to end well. Checking in at
number two.
Oh boy, live with Kelly and Michael. First episode since Michael Strahan announced he's not returning to the show. He's going to go work for ABC News, and they didn't tell Kelly Ripa or Michael Gelman, the guy who produces the show, this until 15 minutes
Nobody
before.
Nobody knew, apparently.
Oh,
how
no, no, no.
How crazy is that?
Kelly's off today, and filling in for Kelly is Anna Gasteyer, everybody. Ah! How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I've been in the news lately.
I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear that you have some news.
Yeah, some news. It's been in the news that I'm leaving this show.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it was sudden because why wasn't Kelly there? And now TMZ is going crazy and all the tabloids, the Daily Mail headlines were like, Kelly didn't know. She's furious. Didn't show up today. Won't show up until she's given an apology. How is this done in the darkness?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, the politics of this are bad at the Walt Disney Company, which owns all of that. It's all part of the ABC Morning series, right? It's ABC News does Good Morning America, and then ABC, what used to be called Buena Vista Television, which is owned by Disney. The whole thing's owned by Disney, but they do Kelly and Michael, and it's a very and she's great.
Mm-hmm.
She is a superstar in television.
Together, to be honest, I thought they were really. I just actually watched them yesterday for the first time in a while, and I was thinking, gosh, they have such great chemistry. It's fun to watch.
I had them in studio a couple of years ago, and they're great. They're just awesome. But this really is a shot. I mean, they should have told her. She's a big player for them and does everything they ask, and I think that was.
And it's a highly rated show too. Yeah. It's making money for them, but I guess they're saying that Michael Strahan is going to be great for Good Morning America, which is in a tough battle with Today. They've been beating them, and not in the demo, but they've been beating them overall, and they think that, you know, he's a great hire for that 8 o'clock hour, I guess is where they're going to put him.
Okay.
Good luck.
Whatever. Television executives, what are you going to do? Can't live with them.
They're saying, though, Anderson Cooper might be a possible replacement.
I just don't think Anderson Cooper's going to be. He's
Why
great.
Why would he leave?
He's great with her, but I don't think he's going to. But I don't think he leaves CNN. All right, Seacrest, out, in.
Number one.
There are all kinds of intergalactic excuses given when a person is nabbed for a crime. Police arrested a guy in Oklahoma City who made outlandish claims after he jumped behind the counter of a fast food restaurant, stole food at Carl's Jr., Arby's, and Taco Mayo, where he was eventually arrested. This woman witnessed everything from her car.
Yeah, he just, for no reason, kicked my car, kicked the other car. He kicked that car in front of me, and the light had changed. But I guess everybody was so shocked as to what was going on that nobody was moving. He jumped up like he was Chuck Norris and just kicked the crap out of my car. Like, I mean, he kicked it so hard, like, it just, like, it went, like, you could just feel the momentum of him kicking it.
What's going on there?
The police explain.
Went over the counter, got back into the area where the food is, grabbed a handful of chicken and a handful of bacon, and then walked out of the restaurant. He was possibly under the influence of some sort of narcotic or intoxicant or suffering some type of break with reality. Because he did mention that he was from 4 years in the future, and this is how people will get food during that period of time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
happy 420 to you, by the way.
Exactly. Somebody's celebrating early. Was that this morning or last
night? Yeah, I don't know. He's from...
Last night?
He might be from 4 minutes in the future, too. Who knows?
Okay.
All right, wrap this thing up.
The top five at five.